98.5, Star 98, Steve and Laura. What's our in the kitchen tip here at 7:40?
It is a taco tip. We just talked about this.
Yeah, I know.
It's specifically for you as well.
Yeah, I just somewhat, I guess I forgot about it real quick here.
Oh, because it says taco
tip.
Yeah,
I know.
Under in the kitchen, real big on the board right here.
I was just thinking about something else. I was thinking about cantaloupe. Okay. I was thinking about how to pick a ripe cantaloupe.
I read somewhere. I don't know that this is actually true or if it's one of those things where, you know, how people are next to the watermelons knocking on them and feeling them and lifting
shaking
them and shaking them.
Yeah.
And whether any of that really indicates a good sweet watermelon from a regular, just kind of overly watery watermelon. I don't know. But the cantaloupe trick is to pick up the cantaloupe and then find this where it connected to the stem. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of slightly push on it. And if it gives a little bit on that stem part, then it's supposed to be ripe. But if it doesn't, it's not bad. You just probably need to let it sit a few more days before you cut it. Again, I've never really compared a hard stem to a slightly giving stem. So I don't know that that's actually true or if that's one of those just little things somebody made up.
Well, we had some cantaloupe for Ozzy's birthday party. And I had some of it, I think, Monday night as leftover snack. And I told my wife, I said, how do you buy the cantaloupe? Because it was kind of hard. Like, when I think of cantaloupe, I don't want it to feel in my mouth like it's an apple. It should be able to be, right? It should be able to be, hell, if I didn't have teeth, I should be able to eat cantaloupe. Like, I should be able to.
But you do have teeth.
I understand.
So you can still eat the cantaloupe.
I understand it, but I should be able to just gnaw
like
that
gum
thing.
Gum it?
Gum it and gnaw that thing. Where it squishes right in your mouth. It shouldn't be as hard as an apple. And then I told my wife, I said, we gotta find better cantaloupe or something. And then I also said, or maybe this is the problem too. Maybe you're cutting it when you cut into it, you're cutting it too close to the rind, to the skin. You know, maybe that's part of her problem.
That she's cutting it wrong.
Yeah.
And what did she say to you?
Oh, well, I can't repeat what she said.
Exactly.
Something to
cut your own cantaloupe if you want it. And you can go buy your own cantaloupe next time.
That was part of the conversation, I'm sure. But I was just like, but I'm just saying, it shouldn't. First of all, yes, don't cut it into the green part because that's not good. I want the sweet.
Are you capable of cutting it?
Am I capable of cutting it? Yes.
Well, then why don't you?
And then you have nobody
to complain to but yourself.
I will next time, but at that very moment when I was eating, I'm like, huh, okay, this is bad cantaloupe, or you cut it too close. So which is it? And
poor
if there's
Leslie.
A way, and if there's a way to buy a cantaloupe that's more ripe, then that would let's do that then.
I really can't give you cantaloupe tips. I don't really like cantaloupe, but honeydew.
Oh, I love
now I do like some honeydew, and that I think is a little bit of a softer melon to start with.
Yes.
So you can take your teeth out and put your teeth in, or whatever you're doing with your false teeth you don't have that you need to do to eat a melon.
You should be able to, whether you have teeth or not. You should not have to use your teeth.
I think you should, or else it's probably too mushy.
You don't know.
A watermelon would be something you could gum down if you.
I like that too. Yeah.
So needed to for whatever reason.
I've had good muskmelon. My wife just simply didn't get a good one this last time. So
you're lucky she keeps you around.
98.5 Star 98.
I listen to him every morning.
Doing mornings the Steve and Laura way. Star 98.